10:38 at Newstalk 1340 WJRW. I'm Dave Jaconet. Happy to have you along on this Friday morning. And coming up in just a couple of weeks, there's going to be a presentation at the Wealthy Theater. We've been talking about it. Saturday, June 14th at 4 o'clock, the documentary called What is Philanthropy? Will be screened at the Koning Micro Cinema at the Wealthy Theater. And that's going to be pretty cool. It's a documentary that focuses on the seemingly simple act of giving. What is philanthropy? And the gentleman behind the feature is Sal Alamo. Is that how
Alamo.
Alamo. Thank you very much for coming in. Salvatore Alamo is your professor at Grand Valley State University?
That's right.
Okay, what do you teach?
I teach, ironically, philanthropy and nonprofit administration.
Okay, very, very good. It's got to be a fascinating work. One of the things that I've found interesting in being in and around Grand Rapids and working in Grand Rapids for the last half decade or so is that one of the first things people talk about is the philanthropic nature of the people, that we are the second biggest philanthropic city in America after Salt Lake City. And you don't have to look far for all kinds of fundraisers and opportunities to give, both big and small. Tell me the story behind this documentary that you put together.
Sure. I had worked for 9 years in the nonprofit sector in various capacities, and then I got my PhD at Indiana University studying philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And after trying repeatedly to explain to family and friends what this thing called philanthropy is all about, it struck me that the irony that we're all engaged in it, we're all impacted by it somehow, but yet there's still this lacking of understanding of the concept. So I thought, how could I enhance our awareness around this concept and its importance of its role in society?
Mm-hmm.
And I could have written a book, but very few people would probably read it. So
right,
I did the visual. Yeah, especially the younger generations.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of their learning experience. So that's what really drove my decision.
I'm curious about the as you're explaining this to your relatives, you know, what is philanthropy? Isn't it at its heart? It is simply giving, but it must be more than that. Otherwise, we just call it giving.
Absolutely, and a lot of people don't even go past the fact that it's the giving of money. You know, they think it's something only for the wealthy, for maybe for Bill Gates and his foundation,
right,
or it's only giving of money, and they don't realize the motivations behind our giving, the influences, why giving is so important in our society, and how giving can help fill the gaps left by government and business.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us give a lot, but we don't reflect on our giving too. So I'm hoping that we can start to think more strategically and more thoughtfully about our giving.
Tell me about the structure of the movie. How did you put this together, and what were the key points you wanted to get in there?
Sure. Well, it's a national documentary, so I traveled all around the country. I met a lot of different people. There are some people that are fairly well known in the film. Mike Farrell was an Emmy-nominated star of MASH. Alex Smith is the current quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, now Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
And then there's just regular, average, everyday people like you and I that engage in giving. So traveled around the country, sat down with them, talked with them, got an understanding of what is behind their giving, and intentionally tried to include various segments in the film that cover the different ways you can give.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, we did footage right here in Grand Rapids from Michigan Blood, of people donating blood. We went down to Indianapolis to the Indiana Mother's Milk Bank, where moms talked about how they got past the grief of losing their newborn babies,
mm-hmm,
and were still lactating and able to give their milk to other moms,
wow,
who were having problems breastfeeding their children. So I wanted to try to provide, and it's hard to do this in a 90-minute framework, Dave, I'm sure you know, to try to be as holistic as possible to try to frame the topic and expand our minds around it.
Yeah, limited time frame. Are you a filmmaker as well? Was this a first foray into this to tell the story?
I'm a professor. This is my first film. I learned a lot on the job. I learned a lot about how to surround yourself with professionals, professional cameramen, professional editors, professional associate producers. I supervise everything. I'm the executive producer. I'm the largest donor, $60,000 of my own money to the project. Yeah, 5 years of work and thousands of hours. So first-time filmmaker, and boy, do I have a respect for people that make films.
Will you do another film, do you think, at some point?
It's a great question. Only if someone comes along with a pot of money and sits it down in front of me and says, you know, we loved your first film so much, go make the follow-up. But other than that, I don't know if I want to toil through again.
Well, absolutely. One of the first rules in show business is never use your own money.
Yeah, I know.
But now you know that lesson.
Oh, boy.
But it'll have a nice local debut at the Wealthy Theater coming up at 4 p.m. Saturday, June 14th. Is there anything people should know about the screening there before I'm going to dive back into some of the stuff on some of the content, but about the actual showing itself? Admission is $5.
Admission is $5, and after the 86-minute film, we will have a Q&A session where I will field questions from the audience, and hopefully we can engage in a meaningful discussion about what they saw and about their own giving.
Is philanthropy around the world like it is here in the United States? I mean, we think of ourselves as giving people, but maybe that's just, you know, kind of a self-inflated feeling that we have. I assume that other people are giving to their societies as well all the time, right?
They are. And, you know, I think it's still partially true that our formalized structure of giving and our nonprofit sector that we call it, is fairly unique. But giving as a concept comes from the days of the cavemen, when there was an injured person, a Neanderthal. The group would go to help that person. So giving and helping has been around since the formation of man. And I think to answer your question, giving is alive and well around the world. It's just in different forms, based on religious influences, cultural influences, and your simple upbringing in your family.
Mm-hmm. What about giving in the United States compared to what it was maybe decades ago? I think of my dad would tell me about World War II, and when he was a kid, that you know, everybody pitched in and would donate, you know, various materials, rubber and metal, and they, you know, they rationed, and that was all part of a greater effort.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think in spite of my film's effort to try to enhance our awareness, I think more and more people, as a result of social entrepreneurship and thinking of new ways to solve society's problems, are realizing that giving can take many forms, and just like the examples you just gave, that it's not just about money. Case in point, in my film, I feature the Global Soap Project, where a former Ugandan refugee who moved to the United States now takes used soap from hotels and shaves them, and grinds them up and recycles them and produces new bars of soap that he ships back to Africa, where they don't have soap and they can't wash their hands, and kids are dying from diarrhea simply because they can't kill the germs on their hands. And as he says in the film, a huge problem but simple solution. So I think this entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well and growing, and it's great to see that, you know, money is important. It's great. We're always going to need it, but there are other ways we can solve these problems.
I love that moment that you highlight in the movie. Is there another moment or two where you learned something that blew you away, or you couldn't believe that, hey, people are out there helping in this way?
Yeah. I think back to the Mother's Milk Bank, you know, to think that a mom can lose her newborn child and somehow get past the grief and use giving of her own breast milk to other moms and other babies as a way of her getting through her grief and realizing that her deceased child can still live on and through that form of giving. I think that probably had the largest impact on me. Another more so aha moment was when I talked to Nell Newman, the daughter of the former actor Paul Newman, who started Newman's Own Organics.
Right.
You know, she's in the film. And we're walking through the organic farm on the campus of University of California, Santa Cruz. And she says, you know, what we call organic farming today, less than 100 years ago, was just called farming.
Right.
And it made me think, well, we didn't have pesticides. We didn't have chemicals. We turned the soil over. We farmed the old style way. But now we've infused all these bad things. Now we have to call it organic farming. So just sometimes the most simple, obvious things just go right past you.
How did you get access to some of these people that are involved in giving at various levels?
Yeah. With the exception of Alex Smith, I happen to have a colleague who whose husband worked at the program that Alex Smith's foundation donated to. So that was my connection. Beyond that, Dave, all of these were cold calls. So in the case of Mike Farrell, I just finished reading his book, Just Call Me Mike. I contacted his publisher, and she was the intermediary, and after they vetted me, they said, Okay, here's Mike's phone number. Here's his email. Go ahead. You contact him.
That's great.
Same thing with Nell Newman. Read her book. Evelyn Lauder, who's now unfortunately deceased, was former vice president of Estee Lauder Companies. I just contacted her assistant. So I'm very lucky and fortunate that cold calling got me access to these people.
Wow. Very cool, Sal. This is obviously was a labor of love here, a passion project for you. And it's already had a premiere, in Queens, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Kind of cool.
Yeah. And March 8th, we there was a world premiere of the film. It was at the Queens World Film Festival in Long Island City, New York. And we also got screened at the Bare Bones International Film Festival down in Muskogee, Oklahoma. So it's starting to make the rounds now, and it makes me happy because it's no good unless people can see it, right?
That's the I used to review films, and I go to film festivals, including every year the Waterfront Film Festival, but I've been to Sundance, and that's the thing is filmmakers, and I know you're a professor, but you're a filmmaker too. This is great. You want to get the film seen.
Absolutely.
So that's terrific, and people will have a chance to do that at the Wealthy Theater at 4 o'clock on Saturday, June 14th. Just $5, and Sal, congratulations on this.
Thank you, Dave.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Westwood, New Jersey.
Okay.
That's my hometown.
I heard some East Coast in there.
Oh, yeah.
And, all right, and so best of luck to you. Again, we'll point people to the movie What is Philanthropy, and we can leave a pair of passes at Will Call, right?
Absolutely.
For let's do caller number 4 right now for What is Philanthropy. If you want to see this movie, caller number 4 will leave your name at Will Call at the Wealthy Theater for Saturday, June 14th. If you want to check it out, I assume you're going to be there, and will you chat with people afterwards?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay, very good. Sal Alaimo, professor at Grand Valley State University, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
You bet. This is News Talk 1340 WJRW. Caller number 4 gets the passes to see What is Philanthropy, a thought-provoking film, and you can see it courtesy of Sal and his generosity and the folks at the Wealthy Theater. 456-1340 is our number. That's 456-1340.